where to go for a hearty meat pie, fresh seafood, or authentic international cuisine. Traveling like a local, you'll have the opportunity to experience a rich milieu of multicultural cuisines, reflecting Australia's role since the late 20th century of being an asylum country. Basics. 2. There's no need to tip. Americans might find this especially disorienting, but tipping is not customary in Australia because Australian workers are paid a fair wage. Wherever you shop, the prices shown are all-inclusive, and what you see is what you get. But we love America, so if you wish to give us a small tip as a token of your appreciation, we will generally provide this to our boss, who will decide what to do with it. You can sit back and relax without worrying about adding extra to your bill. Rest assured, the quality of service is not compromised. Staff don't rely on tips for their income, so they are motivated to provide excellent service regardless. If you get exceptional service and must leave a tip, a small amount is more than appreciated. Three, traveling Sydney with children or with disabilities. Many museums and points of interest in Sydney offer engaging programs for children, making it an excellent destination for families. Many parks and walks are accessible by pram or wheelchair, but this can be a little hit and miss, so checking ahead is always a good idea to prevent any inconvenience. Some parks also offer equipment specifically designed for wheelchair users, such as wheelchair swings. These parks include the Toombalong Park, Endeavour Park, Pirama Park, and Maroubra's Coral Sea Park. Public facilities have accessibility information on the web. When taking wheelchairs or prams on walks, always check maps to see how long the walk is. Before visiting any parks or museums, check that they have accessibility features you will need, such as ramps, toilets, and parking facilities. Before you take your wheelchairs and prams anywhere, consider the terrain and distance of walks to ensure they are suitable. 4. Tips for LGBTQ+ travelers. Sydney is a welcoming and respectful environment where people are open and accepting. Oxford Street is the place to go for lesbians, gays, transgender, queer, and others. The Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Festival, which I will discuss later, occurs here. Darlinghurst and Surrey Hills also have a lively queer scene with shops, bars, and drag shows. One of the best places to experience this particular variety of nightlife is the Imperial Hotel in Erskineville, an iconic venue in the local gay community. In terms of accommodation, Elizabeth Bay and Potts Point have excellent hotels and hostels close to many drag shows and other gay-friendly venues in King's Cross. 5. What to pack for a ripper Sydney holiday? Sydney has a temperate climate with predictable seasons. It's hot in summer and cold in winter. Due to its proximity to the sea, it's relatively humid. It can get dry and hot in summer, and even winter days can get sunny and warm, so breathable light fabrics such as cotton, linen, and silk are good choices. Australian houses aren't built to keep warmth, which is a blessing in summer, but a curse in winter, as the intention was always for the inside to be colder. Because of the time you will spend outside, ensure you have plenty of SPF 40+ sunscreen and a hat. Don't think you won't be freezing in your accommodation just because it isn't that cold in winter. You will wear clothing indoors, such as a light jacket for malls or a soft coat for staying warm inside your accommodation if it doesn't have air conditioning.